Unsolved Mysteries. The 30th of March 2021. My name is Hugh and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1203. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The long-loved series Unsolved Mysteries has recently been rebooted on streaming giant Netflix, and we're well on our way. Six new episodes of Unsolved Mysteries premiered on Netflix on Wednesday, with another scheduled for later this year. The first six episodes of the current Unsolved Mysteries reboot program were released on July 1, with six more to follow. The six new episodes cover the original, but instead of telling the story of a lost love, a murder mystery and a mysterious murder, viewers are encouraged to seek information that could solve the mystery. If you like unsolved puzzles a little deeper, you will know what a great episode of Unsolved Mysteries is. If you have information about any of the cases covered in Unsolutioned Mysteries, please give us a hint here. Unsolved Mysteries uses a documentary format to describe real-life secrets and uses effective special effects to underscore stories of the unexplained. In his first year on the air, he devoted an hour to ghosts, but stories of missing persons and other unsolved puzzles also abounded to appeal to fans of the supernatural. The Unsolved Mysteries podcast offers the opportunity to examine cases from all angles in a weekly series, with each episode focusing on a mystery. Unlike the steamy, hot, TV crime series, episodes will end with a question that could provide clues that could help solve the mystery. Unfortunately, there are a lot of unsolved mysteries and we wish we could get some information, but Dunmurer says that new cases are filed every day, so chances are that unsolved mysteries will never run out of stories to tell. If you are interested in finding out what is the world's greatest unsolved puzzle, this article is dedicated to you. Mitch Posey, everyone remains a suspect until the case is resolved, the investigator said. This case was an unsolved mystery and if you were looking for the man behind it, you could be in an article. According to the New York Times, the series is a reality series based on the NBC series Unsolved Mysteries, which is based on the classic crime series. Thanks to Netflix, we have learned a lot about this classic crime series, which is about to be rebooted. The kind of cases portrayed in the new Unsolved Mysteries are likely to be more likely to lead to mysterious disappearances than to paranormal phenomena, as was occasionally the case in those old days. While the episode focuses on a UFO from 1969, the episodes will wander into the world of the alien and the paranormal. So far, Unsolved Mysteries has helped resolve 260 cases, including a 30-year-old case that occurred this spring. So far, they have solved more than 260 cases, including one that is more than 30 years old in the spring alone. So far, he has helped us resolve around 260 cases a year, 260 of which occurred in the spring alone. Unsolved Mysteries has handled more than 1,000 cases and captured the imagination of viewers with its unique blend of mystery, excitement and humor. More than 1,000 tips have been posted on the official website, some of which have been shared by the FBI. According to the Unsolved Mysteries website, they have solved episodes involving wanted fugitives, murder suspects, serial killers, drug dealers, kidnappers, burglars, rapists, murderers and more. Unsolved Mysteries suggested that the Oslo Plaza woman was a spy, but there was no evidence to support this theory. According to the Unsolved Mysteries team, there is a credible tip that could be the answer to this case. Unsolved Mysteries continues. This is not investigative or journalistic. This is a massive allegation that needs to be made because we don't have evidence. Unsolved Mysteries has always insisted that it is not a news show, but the producers are looking for interesting stories to present, and they feel that there is a good deal of interest in solving the case, which is published in each of the six episodes every Wednesday. There has been a subtitle for Unsolved Mysteries for a long time and the new episode is now discussed in detail there. If you like the show and like to discuss new episodes in detail, you can do so here. The perpetrator is known, but his whereabouts are not, and the episode expands the scope of Unsolved Mysteries to investigate an international murder case. After the murder of Christopher Dansby and Shane Walker in the first episode of Stolen Lives, Unsolved Mysteries begins with a new case, this one of the same name. The reason for Unsolved Mysteries is all about feeling, and that's why I was so excited to love the original series from the late 90s and early 00, back then. Hosted by David Duchovny, Chris O'Dowd, John Cosgrove and John Cusack, the long-running web series is what sets off the trend to combat true crime and the occult in a healthy split. Netflix has shown good faith by using the services of legendary writer, director, producer, writer, director John Cosgroves, to create the recreation of Unsolved Mysteries and a new episode series. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1203. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.